everybody. This is Alana and...
Hi, this is Serena.
Hi, this is Ren.
And I'm Miss Alkire.
This is going to be a shorter episode of Art as We Know It because we're only going to be focusing on one thing that happens inside the art world this week and just kind of discuss it. So, that's where I ask y'all, what's the connection between $120,000, a banana, and Miami?
What are you talking about?
That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to start it. Let's go back to the 1970s. There were two Swiss gallerists, and they started to start a gallery in Basel, Switzerland. So now they have the Basel Gallery, and recently, back in 2015, they extended that to America. And that is taking place in Miami. Happens December 3rd to 6th, yearly since 2015. Today was their fourth year. They had a lot of artists, mainly modern art and current artists from around the world. And they had over around 81,000 visitors this year flocking to Miami just to see what was going on. And a piece I want to particularly point out was Maurizio Cattelan's piece titled Comedian. I'm going to show this to y'all, and I want y'all's initial reactions.
I'm just laughing. Okay, I'm going to describe the artwork we're looking at. Essentially, it's a white wall with a semi-ripened banana.
It's got some good brown spots. Not good enough for banana bread yet, but... No.
Oh,
and it's taped to the wall with duct tape.
Any opinions? Anyone hungry?
Not really.
Strange.
Well, a man by the name of David Datena was hungry. So picture this. You are a pedestrian at this art festival, walking by. First of all, you go into this booth and see a banana on the wall. Wow, a nice banana, you might think. All of a sudden, this man pulls up, goes over and pulls the art piece off the wall and begins eating it. A large crowd amasses around y'all, and I think you have just witnessed performance art.
Wait, did someone buy the banana?
Yeah, the banana was worth $120,000.
Oh my God. So he ate $120,000? Is that what happened?
Yes, it's a different take on the starving artist, but it really do feel like that sometimes. So, what are y'all's opinions? Would you have taken the banana off the wall in the name of art?
Well, I mean, I like that idea. I mean, I may try that, but I will use corn dog or something like that.
Actually, a corn dog would be a cooler piece. Like, banana's so tame.
Right?
Corn dog really captures the American dream.
Yeah, it really does. I don't know. Banana's kind of a thing now, isn't it? Like, I saw
like banana leaf.
Banana sticker and... Okay. Everybody's always talking. It's banana's like a contemporary icon, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like the yellow color really sets it off. But I mean, you could do the same with corn, I guess. Yeah.
Maize cobs.
But you can't peel corn, but you can peel a banana. So it adds time to the process of your performance.
That's true.
So when asked later, David Datena said, and I quote, "I was hungry."
So we have an artwork that some people debate could or could not be art. And then you have the performance artist who takes it to the next level. Did they like, was it like a plan thing or did he just...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Apparently David Datena and Maurizio Cattelan had never officially met. Datena said that I woke up Saturday morning and was like, I'm going to eat the banana. That was what he said. And he said, I would have done it earlier, but I just wasn't hungry enough yet. Art takes time is the moral of the story.
So I have to wonder, like, how would you feel if someone, like, you had a piece of art up on the wall and someone came, took it down, and maybe not ate it because maybe you did a painting or something, but, like, you know, changed the format, so to speak? Like, how would you feel about that?
Maybe an improvement.
Maybe it'd improve your art.
I feel like a lot of my work from the 7th grade would have been much better with a couple bites out of it.
Well, I mean, it really depends on... Because everybody interprets art in their own way. I mean, we are laughing about it. I mean, seeing as he just ate a banana, but who knows? Maybe he didn't even know that was an art piece, or who knows, maybe the artist wanted someone to just be daring and eat it.
I mean, it is
depends
kind
on
of
the function
dare.
Of that piece or how someone interprets it.
What was the artist's original intent? Like, what was it, a commentary on something specific?
I was not able to figure that out. I think he is leaving it up to the viewers, because I know Catalan does that a lot. For example, he has a piece titled America. It is an 18-karat gold functioning toilet. His premise for that piece was that everyone, because it, you know, he invited people to use it. People made use of that toilet. A lot of people, too. People lined up to use that toilet because it's made purely of gold. And it flushed. So cool. So I know for that piece, he was trying to make a comment on how excessive some parts of the art community are. Because, I mean, it's a giant thing of gold. But another thing he wanted was more like sharing the wealth. He's like, everyone gets a moment with this piece of luxury. Not just like the richest of the rich. Everyone can pee in this throne of gold. Yeah. And then other people were like, oh, does it have something to do with politics? Insert political idea here. And he's like, yeah, it could be. That's what he says a lot. He says, that could be a layer of it. One of many layers. So he's definitely the kind of artist who's like, what does it mean to you? You know what I mean?
Okay, so he ate the banana. The guy. What's his name again?
David Datina.
Okay. What happened after? Was he arrested? Like, what happened to him?
Would you arrest him?
Not really.
Would you arrest him, Serena?
I don't know about that.
Well.
Okay, what if you bought the banana?
Yeah, what if you were the person who paid $120,000 for a banana that's going to rot anyways, but that's beside the point. Someone just goes up and eats it. Like, that's your banana.
Yeah, that's true.
If I bought the banana, I would have taken it and be like, all right, it's mine now. Ripped it off the wall. Be like, it's going out of the gallery and into my house.
Yeah.
No one gets to see it now they paid $120,000 for it.
Okay, but can you imagine having that in your house and then you have guests over and they're like, why does this person have a banana taped to their wall?
I don't think the duct tape would be as sticky. I mean, once you use it, you take it off, it's not as sticky. So now it's like, oh, you got to go get new duct tape. But then eventually you're going to get a new banana. And eventually Mauricio Catalan's hands would have never touched the banana and duct tape on your wall.
So then is it his art or does it become your art?
Well, an argument that a lot of people are making is that it's not the banana. It's the idea of the banana, which is how David Datina is trying to get out of paying $120,000 for eating a banana.
That makes sense.
So how far do you think claiming something is conceptual can go? I mean, you can't necessarily steal the Mona Lisa and be like, hey, guys, it's not the Mona Lisa. It's the idea of the Mona Lisa.
Well, I mean, maybe not like a painting like the Mona Lisa, because that's, well, I mean, in this context, because in art, a lot of things can symbolize, like how you said about the toilet, like he didn't just draw it because it's a toilet, he drew it to symbolize something, and he let people use it. So, I mean.
He said he wanted people to use it because it creates an intimate moment with the viewer.
That's a really intimate moment.
Even more intimate, it was stolen.
Huh.
Someone has stolen that. So can that person claim that it's not the toilet, but the idea of the toilet? Because there are a lot of people who might be owning that gold who are like, yeah, maybe it's more like actually the toilet this time.
I don't know. I mean, it is made of gold. So there's some intrinsic value, you know, material value, I guess. But, like, now that person is solely the only person with the intimate moments.
He's stolen that opportunity from all of us.
Yes, so maybe the act of stealing intimate moments with the toilet is the whole idea. Who knows?
I don't think that was performance art. I just think they wanted a lot of gold.
Maybe.
But they do have a reward out for whoever can return the toilet. It's $124,000. So... if any of the viewers happens to know anyone with a very expensive golden toilet, or someone with a can of gold spray paint and a toilet who kind of looks like the toilet, I'm pretty sure Maurizio would love his toilet back.
I just find it amazing that the banana and the toilet are basically the same price.
They are the same price.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, what would you rather have in your house? Oh, actually, a banana you could eat, but you've been only left with the idea of eating it one time. A golden toilet. First of all, great statement piece for parties. When you have guests over, it's like, oh yeah, it's gold and it functions. Haha, you know what I mean? Versus if you had like just like duct tape on the wall, people would be like, what was there? It's like, oh, a banana, but I ate it. People would be like, wow.
This is not a banana.
It's the idea of a banana. It's the idea of a banana. What do y'all think the correlation is between time spent making a piece and conceptualness of the piece?
I might be a little biased because I'm a teacher, and I feel like it takes longer than 2 seconds to come up with a true conceptual idea. But I don't know. These guys are making money off of banana and duct tape, so maybe I'm in the wrong, you know, wrong career.
I mean, if you have an idea, because anything can be turned into a symbol, so I mean, if you have a certain object or something, and something can be associated with it, I don't know. I feel like nowadays in more modern contemporary art, like that's kind of what you see now. But I don't know, does that mean you can kind of, I don't know, fake your way through it, just like pick a random object and just say, hey, this is what I thought about? But would it be as successful as that? We don't know.
Maybe, well, we need to do an experiment.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, maybe we need to get some bananas, duct tape them on the walls around the school, and then put like a placard about the art piece.
Like, someone bought this for $120,000. Will you eat it?
See, I think the $120,000 is what's gonna make it. Like, I don't think people would eat it if you said that. Like, same thing with the golden toilet, right? People would probably be more fascinated about it because of the gold, not because it's a toilet. I think same thing with the banana. It's the monetary value it has.
Yeah. But also, see, Marcel Duchamp definitely played around with this idea. He had a toilet, and it wasn't made of gold. People equally loved it. I don't know why. He bought the urinal or whatever, turned it on his side, wrote a fake name, and made a ton of money off of it. People were like, oh my god. I mean, at least this toilet's made of gold. That's a little bit cooler. And it functions. Can you pee on Marcel Duchamp's The Fountain?
Well, So, fun fact, he didn't actually create the urinal.
I know, but he is a manufacturer made it.
No, it wasn't even his idea. It was a woman's idea. Look it up. Bam.
It's about the idea of the idea. He basically ate the woman's art, and then he's like, it's performance art. I stole this lady's toilet and idea. So therefore, I'm an even bigger artist.
Basically.
Yeah. So that's kind of what's been going on in the art news world this week. Any other interesting things from art? Probably. But we can't think of any right now. So we'll check in with y'all next week. I hope y'all enjoyed the discussion. And if anyone is by F102 in the afternoon on Tuesday, feel free to join us in our discussion. So everyone's going to say bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.